Four or five days after she died, I sat alone in the living room wondering what to do, shuffling around, waiting for shock to give way, waiting for any kind of structured feeling to emerge from the organizational fakery of my days. I felt hung empty. The children were asleep. I drank. I smoked roll-ups out of the window. I felt that perhaps the main result of her being gone would be that I would permanently become this organizer, this list-making trader in clichés of gratitude, machine-like architect of routines for small children with no mum. Grief felt fourth-dimensional, abstract, faintly familiar. I was cold. The friends and family who'd been hanging around being kind had gone home to their own lives. When the children went to bed, the flat had no meaning. Nothing moved. The doorbell rang, and I braced myself for more kindness. Another lasagna, some books, a cuddle, some little potted ready meals for the boys. Of course, I was becoming expert in the behavior of orbiting grievers. Being at the epicenter grants a curiously anthropological awareness of everybody else. The overwhelms, the affectedly lackadaisicals, the nothing so fars, the overstayers, the new best friends of hers, of mine, of the boys, of people I still have no fucking idea who they were. I felt like Earth in that extraordinary picture of the planet, surrounded by a thick belt of space junk. I felt it would be years before the knotted string dream of other people's performances of woe for my dead wife would thin enough for me to see any black space again. And of course, needless to say, thoughts of this kind made me feel guilty. But I thought in support of myself, everything has changed, and she is gone and I can think what I like. She would approve, because we were always over-analytical. Cynical, probably disloyal, puzzled, dinner party post-mortem bitches with kind intentions, hypocrites, friends.